We've got Mark Hunter with us to preview Cranbourne tonight. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Good, thank you.
We've got the 8-race program. Good four, as we just heard from Willie. What are your thoughts on the meeting?
Well, it's been a pretty tough week, and we're not getting much respite here with this meeting. It's a good quality. There's some terrific racing, but, gee, they're even. They're hard to sort out, so hopefully we've gone the right way.
Well, let's have a look at race number one. This is a Fillies and Mares Maiden. There are no scratchings. Our main ones are number five, Lady Mahala at $3.30. Valeria Mezzalina at $2.70, No Doubt Ma'am at $5.50, and then you're down to Zoe Lass at $4.20.
Yeah, I think the fave's the way to go here, number six, Valeria Mezzalina. It's had the one run at Seymour on a soft track, and the inside was off. It got back, it came down the outside, ran on well. Just think the jump to 1,500 metres is ideal. A little bit of a bad gate around Cranbourne, as getting back's no real bonus, but it should be very strong to beat number eight, No Doubt Ma'am. I think, well, the value's disappeared a bit this morning, but this one ran first up at Ballarat. It was very hard to make ground that day. It hit the line nicely, and from gate three, it'll settle closer. It's the big danger. Out to number five, Lady Mahala. It comes through the same race as Valeria Mezzalina two starts ago and was no match, then was okay in a weak race last time. And nine, Raziel, another one coming off that Ballarat race where it was just a bit hard to make ground. The run wasn't too bad. I'll put them in 6, 8, 5, and 9.
6, 8, 5, 9, race 1. Race 2, 3-year-old Maiden, 1,300. Runners 1, 4, 9, 11, 13 and 14 come out. We've got number 2, Gowdy, at $3. Lakeside Oval at $4.20. 7 for Many Rewards. Moskies at 6. 8 for Oaks Road. Down to Pickle Hoob at $4.20.
It's a fantastic race. Have a look at some of these form lines. I'll put number 8, Pickle Hoob or Pickle Hoob on top. It's last run before a spell. It chased home Lavendi, Sully and Anchor Bid in a maiden. Now, it's trialled okay coming into this race. You think it would just win most maidens. I'll put it on top, but, gee, it's got some rivals. A 3 Lakeside Oval, who ran last time behind Tesla, Flash Cash and Peaceful State. They've all won since. It's a fantastic form line. It's hard to beat. Number 2, Gowdy. Probably didn't have the smoothest ride there the other day. That was the Prezzato maiden who went to Flemington and won. So some really good maidens here. 8 to beat 3 and 2. Next best and not hopeless is number 7, Oaks Road, who's trialled well for Darren Weir, showing some speed and draws for a great run. 8, 3, 2 and 7.
8, 3, 2 and 7, the second. Third race, 3-year-old fillies events. You can take out runners 4 and 6. It only leaves us with the four horses now. We've got number 1, Memory Bank at $3.50, 2, Shamar, $3.10, 3, Josephine, C$2.50, and number 5, Do It for Dotty at $8.
Yeah, the inform Elton Zara team here have got half the field, and I think number 3, Josephine C, is the one to beat. It trialled really well before it came back from a spell. It's just been in two hard races at Caulfield and Moonee Valley. It held its ground quite well up the straight there the other day. We saw Jorda come out of that race yesterday for a devastating win in the last, and I think Josephine C gets its chance to bounce back into the winner's circle, but certainly not over the line. Number 1, Memory Bank's a nice horse. That was a good win last time before a spell. It was a funny track. The inside was no good. It did a bit of work in the run and won well. 2, Shamar, coming back in distance and up in grade, I think is next best. And 5, Do It for Dotty, who was certainly okay winning the maiden. It's just running to a good field here. It probably brings up the rear. 3, 1, 2 and 5.
So 3, 1, 2 and 5. We look at the fourth now. This is over 2,540. A benchmark 64. No scratchings. Number 1, Skullduggery at $4.20. Senor Alf at $6.50. Chiron Warrior $8.50. Alma Lita $2.80. O'Corny is at $5.50. Then down to Deep Purple at $7.
Yeah, tough race again. I'll tip number 1, Skullduggery, who certainly doesn't win out of turn. He ran fourth in the Bendigo Cup, albeit beaten 7.5 lengths, but GQE and Kawea, that's still no disgrace, only to get beaten that margin. He was going okay over the line. The 25.40 should be ideal. Back to 64 grade, I think he's the one to beat. 4, Alma Lita. Stable's just absolutely flying. This horse will go forward, I would imagine. We'll find the top and take plenty of running down. 5, O'Cooney is racing really well, gets a good run from the draw. And 3, Chiron Warrior, who'll stay the trip. This is just a harder race than last time. 1, 4, 5 and 3.
1, 4, 5 and 3. Well, the fifth race is the first leg of the quaddy over 1,300. Take out 5, 10 and also 11. We've got number 1, Popovich at $6.50. Down to G Wizzer at $9.50. Little Bit of Spunk at $2.50 favourite. $5.50 for Domesticated. Down to Carl Welkin at 9 and Moshway is a $6 chance.
Yeah, it's another open race. I'm left with the favourite. I think it's way, way too short at the 250, but I'll put it on top, number 3, Little Bit of Spunk. It's had a couple back from a spell. It's a horse that likes to race up on the speed. There is a bit of pressure in this race. I just think getting back on top of the ground is a big plus, and the claim here. So we'll put it on top, but I think it's too short. Four, Domesticated. Not a bad horse, Domesticated. It resumes from a spell. It's trialled up nicely. If they go mad in front, it'll be parked just behind them and strong. A nine, Moshway. Really interesting runner, Moshway, in the new stable. It's shown ability over all distances. It's won at Sandown in a sprint trip. Wouldn't shock to see it run really well fresh. And six, Carl Welkin. It was fantastic two starts ago. I didn't know if it could jump to 1,400 metres last time. It did that and got the money. I think it's even better suited here back to 1,300 metres. An open race, 3, 4, 9 and 6.
So we go 3, 4, 9 and 6. The sixth race is over the mile. You can take out runners 3, 7, 10 and 13. We've got number 2, Walloon Region at 480. Sassoon is at 5, 480 for Rene. Then you're looking at Yulong Sheng Long at 9, Miyaza at 7.50, and Palazzo Vecchio at $3.70.
Yeah, of all the hard races, Nardi, I think this one nearly takes the cake for the hardest. I wasn't sure where to go here. I'm going to tip number 4, Sassoon, who won okay three starts ago, just got too far back last time. I think Reece McLeod from a better gate, hopefully it doesn't get so far out of the race, to beat number 5, Rene. Rene's got a chance. It was a good win over Barry the Baptist last time. Both its wins have been on soft ground, so we'll see how it handles the dry track here. A 9, Miyaza, it's fresh out of the maiden. It'll push forward from the draw and give you a good sight. And 2, Walloon Region, who doesn't win out of turn, but after the claim, he's very well placed and graded in the 64 race. He's one of many in the race with a chance. Tough race again, 4, 5, 9 and 2.
So we go 4, 5, 9 and 2. Seventh event over 1,400. Now number 9 is scratched. We've got number 2, Dusty Jack at 4.40. Ancient History at 5. $7 for Star Fortune. Heavenly Descent is at 3.90. And the favourite, Just Highfalutin, at $3.60.
Yeah, this is a ripper race, but I'm going to make this my best for the day here, number 8, Just Highfalutin. I think it's a really promising horse. It was probably ridden a bit close first up and it just took the kick out of it. Then last time at Geelong, Luke Curry settled at midfield. It got the rails running, just charged through to beat Sanctuary Bow and Private Lounge. Saw Private Lounge come out at Kyneton. It's just got Saturday grade at least written all over it. And I think Just Highfalutin's headed in the same direction. It's a good race, but I think it wins. Danger, I've put in number 3, Ancient History, who last started before a spell on the dry. Just had absolutely no luck. It's led and bolted in a jump out at Flemington. I think it's the danger. 2, Dusty Jack. He's going okay. He didn't have much luck those first couple back. He had every possible chance last time. And then 7, Heavenly Descent, who was progressing really nicely, took on I Am A Star and Co at Moonee Valley and dropped out. Gets a great run from the draw in an easier race. Is also competitive. But I think 8's a pretty promising horse here. 8, 3, 2 and 7.
8, 3, 2, 7. Then to the last, over 1,200. Take out runners 1, 3, 9. We've got number 2, Roose Boy at 8.50. 3.90 for Ann Sinner. 7 for King Coey, 3.30 for Swiss Beauty, and the other equal favourite is also the 8, Nicodame at $3.30.
Yeah, the faves look like dominating. I'm going 8, Nicodame on top, who showed good ability in town last campaign. It had a recent trial where it sat behind them, wasn't extended, finished up just on the heels of the place getters really nicely. I think from gate 1 here, we'll probably be 4th or 5th inside, just needing the brakes to go our way at the right time, and it's got a good chance to beat number 6, Swiss Beauty. Draws for a great run. Gee, it's had every chance lately. It's going okay without raving. 4, Ann Sinner, really consistent. No excuses last time is the other winning chance. Then we get down to the horses out of maiden grade. I put number 2, Roots Boy, in next best. 8, 6, 4, then 2.
8, 6, 4, 2. Best Ruffy Quaddy, and also your play of the night.
My best Nardia is race 7, number 8, Just Highfalutin. My Ruffy, who's been... price has diminished a bit, but race 1, number 8, No Doubt Mom. My quaddie will cost you $180 for 50 cents on a tough night. First leg, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, into 1, 2, 4, 5, 9, 11, into 2, 3, 7, and 8, and we'll come home with 4, 6, 8. And my play of the day is going to be a straight first 4 in race 3. We'll try and get that race in order. We'll go 3, 1, 2, 5 in order.
Wonderful, Michael Punting. Thank you.
Thank you.